Behold means see. If I say, behold, see, all things has become new. So God is saying, see it. All things has become new.
Pastor Benga's teachings constantly remind me of who I am in Christ, and now I can live every day of my life in that consciousness.
Pastor Billy's message has been precise and understandable for me. That helped me understand and see God's plan towards my finance.
You're about to listen to a message by Pastor Olubenga Taiwo, brought to you by Justified House Media. We know that you'll be blessed as you open your heart to receive God's words.
I titled it, the title that came to my heart was Living Water. Living Water. Ezekiel chapter 47. Now, imagine a water that is alive, or that can give life. Imagine a water that can give life. Or, will I say, that has life in it. Imagine a water that has life in it. That if there was something dead, once you just pour that water upon that thing comes alive. You understand? Imagine there's a water like that, or there's a liquid like that, that once you just put that thing upon it, it comes alive. That has the ability to give life to a particular thing. So Ezekiel chapter 47, Ezekiel was talking to us here. He saw something. This was the vision of Ezekiel. So we're just going to read from chapter 47, verse 1. He says, afterward, the vision, he brought me again unto the door of the house. Thank you, Jesus. And behold, waters issued out. Now, the house he's talking about here was the physical temple then at Jerusalem. So he said, you know, behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house, eastward, that means was going eastward, towards the east. For the forefront of the house stood towards the east, and the waters came down from the right side of the house, at the right side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the gate northward. Now, the person that he was looking at was an angel. As I say, he brought me out of the gates, northward. It was an angel who led him. He said, and led me about the way without unto the outer gates by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits. So the angel, when the angel that was leading him, because he saw, imagine just like this house, and water was coming out of the house. He saw water coming out of the house, going towards the east. He just saw the water coming out of the house, going towards the east. And there was a man that was, you know, leading him, showing him these things. Now he says that, when the man had in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. So the height of the water was 1,000 cubits, you know, but he was still able to take him through the waters. He says, verse 4 says, again, he measured 1,000. That means 2,000 cubits. And brought me through the waters. The waters were to the knees. So probably 1,000 cubits was maybe to here. This was where the water was reaching him. What did he say? Okay. This is the knee now. Oh, okay. Yeah, to the ankle. Yeah, thank you. So 1,000 cubits were to the ankle. Then it measured another 1,000, which was to the knee. Right, so as they went forward, you know, deeper into the waters, he says he Again, he measured 1,000, verse 4, Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 4. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through. The waters were to the loins, that means to here. Verse 5 says, afterward, he measured 1,000 and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in. So now it had become so large. They had gotten to an extent to, in that river. You understand? The water had become so large. It says that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. And he said unto me, son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. That means, so the brink is the end of the river, the bank of the river. And when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the rivers were many trees at the one side and on the other. Then said he unto me, these waters issue out towards the east country and go down into the desert and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, that means when it comes, so this water is coming out of the house and is going eastward, going towards the sea, right? It says, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. So the sea, the waters of the sea shall be healed. That's what it's saying there. Verse 9 says, and it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth whithsoever the rivers shall come, shall live. That means in the sea. You understand? So when the waters come into the sea, all those creatures in the sea, says, as they come in, every creature that flies, that creep or that swims in that sea, they shall be healed. Verse 9 says, it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whatsoever the rivers shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither, for they shall be healed. And everything that live, everything shall live whither the river cometh. And it shall come to pass that the fishers shall stand upon it. That means upon the sea where the rivers has flowed into, from Engedi, even unto Egliam, there shall be a place to spread forth nets. Their fish shall be according to their kinds, as the fish of the great sea, exceeding many. But the merry places wealth and the marshes shall not be healed. They shall be given to salt. And by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for food, whose leaves shall not fade, neither shall the fruits thereof be consumed. So he's saying, upon the bank of the river, you will see trees and everything, and they shall bear fruits. You know. Then he says, he shall bring forth new fruit according to his months, because their waters, they issued out of the sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be for food, and the leaf thereof for medicine. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we see this waters that is living, that is alive, that wheresoever this water comes to, things there, you know, that are sick or that have infirmity or that have one form of issue, they become healed, they become whole. And I want us to see the book of, let's see the book of, so that was the scripture, the Old Testament that, what's his name, Ezekiel saw, the prophecy, that there's going to come a living water that shall flow out of the sanctuary and that shall heal many. Now, we know that all these things there, they are just they are types and they are shadows. Right? They are types and they are shadows. It doesn't mean that they are fishes. Let's look at what John chapter 7, verse 37. Let's look at what Jesus says. John chapter 7, verse 37. Jesus said, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirsts, let him come unto me and drink." He says, "He that believeth on me, as the scripture had said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." You see? As the scripture had said, that out of his sanctuary shall flow out waters. Do you understand? Out of the temple shall flow out waters, as the scripture had said. He was referring to the book of Ezekiel. As the scripture has said, out of the sanctuary shall flow out living waters. Now, who is that living water? Let's look at the book of John chapter 4. Jesus saw a particular woman. Let's see a story. John chapter 4 verse 7. He says, "There cometh a woman of Samaria." John chapter 4 verse 7. "To draw water." Jesus said unto her, "Give me to drink." It was thirsty. "For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy food. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that you, being a Jew, asketh drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritan." Jesus answered and said unto her, "If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that said to thee, Give me to drink, thou would have asked him, and he would have given thee" what? "Living water." The water that is able to heal. The water that is alive. The woman said unto him, "Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then thou hast that living water? Are thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle?" Jesus answered and said unto her, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. And the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of living of water springing up unto everlasting life." This water is that Jesus said he's going to give is living. It's a water that, like he says, the water that is able to... Imagine someone drinking a water and the person dies. Now, someone is able to drink particular water, and even though he's dead, he's able to come alive. You understand? That's just have that... The water there is a picture. Actually, when you also look at the book of... John chapter 3. Verse 5. Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Now, so the water and of the Spirit is water, which is the Spirit, which is his Spirit. The water he's talking about is his Spirit. Amen. The water he's talking about is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ Jesus. Do we understand that? The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ Jesus. So the living water, the waters that issue out of the sanctuary. Now we know that wherever the Holy Spirit lives, the Holy Spirit is God. Wherever he lives, that is the temple. That is his temple. Amen. God, the Holy Spirit then lived in a physical temple, and it was a sanctuary, right? It was a living sanctuary. It was a physical temple that people everywhere would go to Jerusalem, they would go to the temple to worship. They say they want, until they go to that temple, they can't worship God. Amen. Now, when you look at the book of 1 Corinthians, as believers now, 1 Corinthians. Let's look at 1 Corinthians. Chapter 6, verse 19. It says, what? Know you not that your body is the temple of what? Of the Holy Ghost. Your body is the sanctuary of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit lives in your body. So the Holy Spirit lives in my body. Yes. The Holy Spirit lives in your body. Now, when we go back to the book of John, chapter 7, verse 37. Jesus had said, anyone who says, let him come unto me and drink. Verse 38 says, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his bellies shall flow rivers of living waters. Out of his belly, meaning the living water was already there. Do you understand? But now he's talking about the flowing of the water. But verse 38, 39 says, but this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus Christ was not yet glorified. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is the waters that, the living water that, what's his name? Ezekiel talked about. The living water that Ezekiel talked about. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ Jesus. Now, what did Ezekiel talk about? Ezekiel talked about that this living water, this Holy Spirit, he says he flows out of the temple, right? That's what he talks about. That's what Jesus is saying. He's saying out of his belly means out of his spirit, because the Holy Spirit and our spirit are one. The Holy Spirit can flow out of us. Jesus wants the Holy Spirit to flow out of us. But before we even get to this, you know, because before the Holy Spirit can flow, one must be filled with the Holy Ghost. Before there is something that overflows, the thing must be full, right? It's just like a container or something. If you put something, you know, the thing has to get filled, right? Before it flows out. If a particular river or something is not yet, it's full or something, it wouldn't flow out. I say, oh, maybe this river overflowed or flowed, you know. It has to get filled. And now the Bible lets us understand that in Acts chapter 2, how the Holy Spirit came, they were born again, and the Bible says, Acts chapter 2, verse 4, says, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, right? And began, can you look at your Bible? Acts chapter 2, verse 4. He said, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. They were all filled with the water. Right? They were all filled with this living water. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues. Hallelujah. Also, when we look at the book of Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 17. It says, wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. That means be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. You know, it means if you don't understand the will of the Lord, the person is not wise. That's what the scripture says, right? If you don't understand the will of the Lord, what is the will of God now for a day of fellowship with the brethren? What's the will of the Lord? That's what? Do not forsake. That's the will of the Lord. Do not forsake. So if somebody decides, I want to stay at home, it doesn't matter the excuse. It doesn't matter the excuse. It means the person is not wise. In the sight of God, the person is not wise. No matter the excuse, no matter the thing you think that the reason why it's not an excuse. Amen. It's not an excuse. Knowing what the will of the Lord is. Verse 18 says, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess. It says, but be what? Be filled with the Spirit. That means, he was writing to an Ephesian church. Definitely they had received the Holy Spirit. And, but here it talks about another, but if you look at the main Greek rendition, it says, but being filled with the Spirit. It talks about that it's something that is done continuously. Do you understand? It's not just something that some people just think when they initially got filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in tongues, that's all. Oh, they've been filled with the Holy Spirit. No. A person can live a particular day and it's not full of the Holy Spirit. Do you understand? That's what this verse is letting us understand. Also, let's look at the book of Acts. We'll see that in the book of Acts. Let's see the book of Acts. So we know that after in Acts chapter 2, we know that they were filled with the Holy Spirit, right? It was very clear there in Acts chapter 2, verse 4. Now let's look at Acts chapter 4, verse 31. Acts chapter 4, verse 31. It says, and when they had prayed, this is another place again. All of them prayed, including the apostles, all of them. It says, when they had prayed, the place was shaking where they were assembled together. And they were what? They were what? Can we read it together? They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with boldness. You see? He could have said, why did he have to write it there that they were all filled again? So you can see that being filled with the Holy Spirit is not just once and for all. You must stay full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's why back to where we're reading in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, the verse 18 that says, but being filled, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Verse 19 says, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So he says, speaking to yourself in psalms. Speaking to yourself, not speaking to other people. Did you see that? Speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord. That means singing in your heart to the Lord. Yes, and I've thought about this, that when talking about spiritual songs here, he's talking about songs of the Spirit. Paul says, I'll pray with the Spirit, I'll pray with my mind also. He says, I will sing with the Spirit, I will sing with my mind also. So when you sing in tongues, can we just sing in tongues right now? Let me invite Sister Ife just to come and lead us.
Malamo subragadila mosha la baida boses. Bragala balagadila bosu bragadila mos. Malamo subragadila bosu baradia la basha. Ala maradida bos bragadin la bradidos the bradidos and bragadilla matiliando shalande borodidos obaligas zobrali the nos elavertidos la los obrali no shikali the nos of the ratu di 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 shigili maros le prakalo shara baradiash ratu zobalande na na nos le bradido suzo bragadi la leno sabragash everdido suzo bragadi la krapala gana 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 la bosh ala nos bragadi los la nos zigidi la bosh la bosh ali bradido le bradido Rosito she the day arouse a colleague dash anane no see lay no sebralane Rabashana Baradi Logos to Zuzi lay no se grand to show Ozilititanos Rados a brally nose, regal he knows in a chanel, a brally tedusy, labrady dots is all in nauseous, a nose in a tuzos, a brally car a day, a nose a malabar a day, lebragabosh a gala nose, Lenny no no sine cache, Ozaline de Tuzuja Burl, Beret le Calane, Ona nene le Pali no zele le Cache di Dude, Le Bragozi Cura Tujon Brali la Tuli Belinash, Le Trenondo Zaga. Lina Lucos, the Brelly Dash, Adenega, the Brel, the Tuba Shell, the Brabarel, the Nay, Rubber the Ocean, the Brady Dosha, Lananina, Brade, Preco. Reino sin chuba chuba grabardi dozi brenos le predi dozi catidia la nano sinamashida reina nele carapali nele brali shalina Rondo se bragon bragundine roboli bralaba balane mon braguzi braskele verti di da zaba le la zaba li kerenti di de shedali karentali na bragoza gele gela Lola bra putini she Asha la bra gurali gura guri dinde shida mure du zabo balina yanos
Karabaye, lu baralabaye. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's look at that Ezekiel chapter 47. Even as Ezekiel said, he says, as the waters issued out of the house, what did he say happened? He said it went into all the seas, right? He says it went into all the seas, and every fish that was in the sea Everything that moveth, he said they were healed. You see, it shows about even though the things about our life, the things, the systems that one way or the other we are in, talking about maybe work, maybe talking about marriage, maybe talking about, you know, business, finances, you know, many have not come to realize this. That when you allow the Holy Spirit like this to flow out of you, amen. The Bible says that, you know, everything shall be healed. Every problem solved. Amen. Where there are issues, you have favor. Amen. Hallelujah. And remember, Ezekiel made us understand that there are depths in what's in the spirit. Did you see that? There are depths in the spirit. He talked about the first depth to the ankle. That one, you know, maybe when many receive the Holy Spirit, it's easy to struggle. It's easy to just, you know, struggle through the, if you don't want to follow what the Holy Spirit tells you, if you don't want to follow the word. Remember, Jesus has said, the word and the spirit are one. He says, the word that I speak, he says, they are spirits and they are life. Actually, they are spirit that gives life. That's what that word says. They are spirits that gives life. Not that they are spirits. No. The word, the word of Christ is the spirit of Christ. And it has life. The word of Christ has life. When we do the word, we see the life in action. Amen. And the Bible, the word of God makes us understand through Ezekiel that there are depths. So there is a depth where the Lord Jesus wants us to get to, where we are controlled of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Where we are controlled of by the Holy Spirit himself. You know, he made us understand that. He said it got to a particular point where they couldn't pass through. Because if they should decide to just go, it is, you know, just like when someone is swimming, he follows the current. A good swimmer follows the current of the water, right? That's how to swim. You follow the current. You don't, if the current is going, like, just follow it. And one way or the other, you know. But if you're trying to go against the current, the person just finds himself drowning. So, it comes to a level where the Holy Spirit, that's where God wants us to get to. Where, not just where he's talking about the spirit, remember, talking about the word of God. Right? The word of God, where the word of God controls you. The word of God has become your Lord. A spirit-filled man is a man who has allowed the word of God to be the Lord of his life. If somebody says something against the word, you say, no, I decide to go with what the word of God says. If he has a dream that goes against the word, he says, no, I want to go with what the word of God says. If he has a vision that goes against the word, he says, no, this is what the word of God says. This is what I stand with. That person has come to the end of himself. That person is just like a man in the river who he says he cannot pass through. The river just takes the man anywhere he wants to go to. The word now has become flesh, fully flesh in that person. Remember, as James has made us understand, he says it is not just hearers of the word that are blessed, but what? But doers of the word. Doers of the word. So the word of God has become Lord over this person. And that is God's desire for us today. Not just today, but for our lives. Let's look at the book of James. James chapter 3. James chapter 3. James chapter 3. James chapter 3, verse 10. Okay, so he says, let me start from verse 8. He says, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. He says, therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeded blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Doeth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Did you see that? Sweet water and bitter. Remember what the word of God had made us understand. He says these waters, he said when they come into the sea, he says the waters, the sea shall be what? Shall be healed. You know, there are many people today, they have their water inside of them. Actually, it's not just many people. When you are born into this world, there's a whole lot of bitter water in that person. When the person is not born again, the Adamic race came with bitter water. That's how the person is. So the person brings forth bitterness out of his mouth, out of her mouth. Amen. Cursing. Remember, it made us understand like cursing, just like bitterness. If you look at verse 12, it says, out of the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries. Either a fig, figs. So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh water? The sea is actually salt water. Amen. Yes. Cursings. You know, some people, when they are arguing with people, you know, just the person just finds himself cursing. You know, I can't even say those kind of words. Aside from that, you know, the Bible made us understand in this place that, you know, the tongue of a natural man is an unruly evil. When you actually look at verse 6, it says that through the tongue defiles the whole body and sets the body on fire, on the fire of hell. Poverty through the tongue. The body becomes very poor. Through the tongue, the person sets his business on fire. He doesn't understand that he's the one that set, or she's the one that set her business on fire. Oh, things are not just working in this business. He says such thing with the mouth. Such evil with the mouth. It is well in my business. I don't even understand what's happening to this business. No customer, no this. You know, saying such evil things, speaking such bitterness. Such bitterness, even to his or her family, to her, his or her spouse. You understand? So here is making us understand here that he says, these things, my brethren, these things ought not to be so. You have the fountain of life in you. Say, I have the fountain of life in me. Yes, I let him flow. Yeah. I let him flow through me. Yes. So you get to the point where the word of God is your Lord. The word of God is your Lord. Not any authority on this earth. The word of God is your Lord. You do what the word of God says you should do. When God gives you instruction through his word, you do it. Amen. When you see it in the scripture, this is God's word. This is how he says you should be. This is how he has created you to be. You just follow his leading. You just follow his word. As you've seen it in the scripture, as we've taught, that being filled with the Holy Spirit, singing in tongues, it's not the one that you say, I will try. No, come on. Try? How can you say you want to try God's word and you want to see results? You can't try God's word and see results. You do his word. The moment you even say, I will try, instantly you've already failed. You wouldn't even see any results. Because you are trying, the person is trying to do this, is it try and lock? I mean, try your luck or whatever. If I try, if it doesn't work, I'm out. But when you do the word, you know that this is what God says. This is the truth. It's not that you know, when someone say, I will try, meaning, I just want to see my chances. This is not about chances. This is the truth. Amen. God's word, Jesus' word, is the truth. Hallelujah. So remember how she talked about, as Ezekiel talked about, he said the river water flows. The temple allowed the water inside of it to flow out. And as it flowed out, it went into the sea. And all things that were there were healed. The scripture even talked about that. He said even men stood on the word and they caught great amount of fishes. Talking about people. Talking about even evangelism. Talking about how our ministry, amen, we stand on the healing waters. We stand in the Holy Spirit and we minister through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our words born in the hearts of many. Glory to God. They are receiving Jesus Christ. They are receiving the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yes. That is God's word. So we are not just just saying anything anyhow. Let me put it in that way. We're not just saying things anyhow. But we are able to take God's word. Let the word of God be the Lord of our lives. Amen. Yes. Say, I'm full of the Holy Ghost. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. I'm full of the Holy Spirit. The word of God is my Lord. The word of God is my Lord. I give myself to the Lordship of the word. I give myself to the Lordship of the word. I give myself to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. The word of God rules my heart. I allow the word of God rules my heart. I allow the word of God rules my heart. Even above the words of men. Above statistics. Above the words of doctors. Above the word of scientists. Above the word of financial, above the word of financial advisors. Above my bank accounts, the word of God is my Lord. The word of God is my Lord. Above what the things of this world says, above the circumstances surrounding me, the word of God is my Lord. The word of God is my shepherd. He leads me in the way I should go. He leads me in the way I should go. The word of God is my counselor. The word of God is my counselor. The word of God shows me how to behave in this world. The word of God is my wisdom. The word of God is my wisdom. And so I'm wise. I'm wise in my business. I'm wise in my finances. I'm wise in my family. In family relations, I'm wise. In dealing with people, I'm wise. I'm wise in the affairs of the things of this world. I'm wise in the affairs of the things of life. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. I'm full of the Holy Spirit. Every day I give myself to the Holy Spirit. I give myself to the Holy Spirit every day of my life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes. So the word of God is your life. So let him flow through you. As you have said that you are allowing the Holy Spirit to flow through you, you're allowing the word of God flow through you, you've given yourself to the word, let him flow. Speak in tongues. Give yourself, don't just wake up in the morning and you're thinking about work. Don't just wake up in the morning and you're thinking about money. Don't just wake up in the morning, you are thinking about food. Don't just wake up in the morning, you are thinking about things of this world. Wake up in the morning, as David said, he says that, you know, in the morning, I will offer up my prayers to you. Speak God's words back to him. Amen. Speak these words. That's why I talk about the message. We have so, like this now. There are confessions in it. Listen to it again. Take it on your phone. Listen to it. Give yourself to the Holy Spirit. Give yourself to the Word of God. And you'll see the effects in your life. The things you're running to get, let me tell you, with the Word of God, you would even get much more. You will get far more results. Remember what the Word of God says. He says that as the water flows, he says at the bank, he says there were trees that bring forth fruits in their seasons. He says they bring forth fruits in their seasons. Talking about healings. When your body has been weak, maybe through the last day, the Holy Spirit energizes you. He energizes you. He energizes your cells. He energizes your organs. He energizes the tissues in your body. Amen. You wake up refreshed. You go through the day, you know, refreshed. And the Bible says, these ones, it says that they bring forth their fruit in seasons. That's even actually the Old Testament. That's even the Old Testament. The Bible talks about that even we bring forth our fruits in and outside of seasons. So this one, when talking about fruits here, talking about results. Results. Also look at what the book of Psalms chapter 1. Look at what Psalms chapter 1 says about this man who delights in the word of God. Chapter 1 verse 1, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. In the Lord doth he meditate day and night. This was the Old Testament. When the Old Testament, it came to the Jews, that thou shalt meditate in this law day and night, and through it you shall make your way prosperous. Now we have seen in the book of, can we go to the book of Colossians chapter 3? Colossians. Colossians chapter 3 verse 16. He says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Did you see that? Richly. Richly. Not smallly. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Not poorly. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Let it dwell in you richly. And it says, in all wisdom. That means you use the word of Christ even for, what is wisdom? Wisdom is the application of knowledge. What? Colossians chapter 3 verse 16. Wisdom is the application of knowledge. Wisdom is for you to be able to, okay, take for example. Let me use, maybe someone is married and the husband says, don't go to church. Now, the person might look at it, oh, well, the Bible says, the scripture says that you should obey your husband. You should be submissive to him. But that is not wisdom. Wisdom is for you to be able to use the knowledge that you have gotten and says, no, the word of God says we should not neglect the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. Meaning there are some people that neglect. They can give excuse. Someone will now say, oh, my husband said. No. The scripture has said. That is what the word of God that came to us. Do you understand? That is application of wisdom. I mean, of knowledge in that scenario. And that is wisdom. You understand? That is wisdom. The application of knowledge. For you to be able to apply a particular knowledge to a particular situation. That is wisdom. It's just like somebody going to school. The person has learned physics, learned all those things and everything. But he comes out and he cannot apply all those things in his life. The knowledge is just laid a waste. And that is what is actually happening to many, many graduates. The knowledge they have gotten in school is all a waste. Because they are unable to use it. The knowledge they have actually gotten, they are unable to use it to their advantage. They cannot use it to make money. Then of what use is it? It's a waste. Do you understand? But if somebody goes to school now and is able to learn all those physics, learn all those things and all those, you know, whatever, let's say it's a computer engineer that, you know, and he learned all those things, and then he decided that, oh, if I can use this thing to build a particular thing, and then I can sell it, it has turned on to wisdom, because he's able to use that to his advantage. So wisdom is being able to use the knowledge that you have received to your advantage. That's why Paul prayed that, so that he talked about, let's look at the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. It says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom, you see, and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of his glory of his inheritance in the saints. All right. So we see there that it's talking about here that they, you know, in their spirit, they will be able to receive wisdom, you know, even after receiving the knowledge of God, after knowing that, oh, this is what Christ says, you know, being able to use it. And actually, if you also see the book of, I think, Colossians was able to talk more about that. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. It says, for this cause we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with what? With the knowledge of his will. With the knowledge of his will. That means you'll be able to know what God wants. That is God's will. The knowledge of God's will. Like all this, okay, you'll be able to know, okay, does God want me to come to church or not? Okay, I know God wants me to come to church. I'm just using that as an example. But it did not stop there. It says, in all wisdom. Did you see it? In all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Now he's talking about to be able to apply it in life. Wisdom is the application of knowledge in a particular situation. So one can study the Bible. You can sit under a very fine teacher. You can listen to messages. You might receive knowledge. But that's not where God wants us to stop. That's not where God wants it to end. You must be able to use this to your advantage. And as funny as it is, and as beautiful as it is, but the truth about it is that wisdom comes to us through our spirit. It just jumps to us, to our mind. Wisdom doesn't come from the brain. That's why someone can cram, he can do all those things. Wisdom doesn't come from that. It doesn't come from the brain. Wisdom comes from our spirit. It comes from our spirit. Take for example, let me give you an example. I was working on a project, or I'm still currently working on a project. So about last week, I'd been thinking about it, like web design. So it was looking funny. And I was like, what can I? I have all the skills. I've received all the knowledge concerning it. But I was just like, this thing is not... this is not the way it should look like. Talking about the beauty, the architecture of how it should look like, I said, this is not the way it should look like. So for days, when I look at the website, I was just like, this is not the way this website should look like. I'm not trying to copy one or that, this thing, you know, the way, because I just know that this is not how it should look like. So one day, while I was praying in tongues, it just came to me, like the picture just came. And I just saw it. And I instantly just saw it in my heart or in my spirit. You know, I just knew that, oh, this is what, okay, this is how we should look like. Blah, blah, blah. And, you know, instantly, I just drew it. Because I just saw it in my spirit that this is how we should look like. You know? What happened? Wisdom. I had all the knowledge. Definitely, I knew what to now do to make it look like what I had seen. Do you understand? And that is where poetry comes from. Right? Poetry doesn't mean that someone doesn't know the English. He knows the English. He knows how to write. But how to just put those words together, it comes from the Spirit. It's not something that can just be, if you like, let him go to the best school in Harvard. Poetry never comes from the mind. It never comes from the brain. It comes from the Spirit. The good, those good ones you see, they are not normal. It comes from their spirits. They could have given themselves to demonic spirits who inspires them. Even we're talking about even great musicians you see today. That's the truth. It doesn't come. It doesn't come from just the brain. No, it comes from their spirits. Those great musics you have heard even today. And it's not about their money. It's not about the money. The money is not what to produce it. They might have to go and pay someone who knows that thing, who knows how to bring it forth out of their spirits. They might have to go and pay that person $1 million, whatever, or millions, for that person to give them what they want. But wisdom comes from the spirits. And when you allow wisdom to flow even into your business, powerful. Many will come to you because of that. They will pay you several millions. They will pay you anything for that thing. Amen. And now we've been able to see, Paul was praying for them that they'll be able to, you know, the Holy Spirit would enable their spirit man, you know, to receive wisdom. But like we've come to see, the highest form of wisdom is for you to see Christ as your wisdom. I remember even during those times, I would just be speaking, Christ Jesus is my wisdom. Christ Jesus is my wisdom. For you to be able to, let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30. It says, but of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us what? Wisdom. Christ Jesus has been made unto you wisdom. The Bible speaks about in Colossians that Christ Jesus is the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. The treasures of wisdom. The wisdom that the world seek. The Bible says Christ Jesus is what? Is wisdom. Amen. Christ Jesus is wisdom. Christ Jesus is wisdom. The wisdom that... So wisdom marks you out. It's not knowledge. It's not knowledge. What marks somebody out is wisdom. So many people can have first class. So many people can have whatever, whatever. What will make somebody that... It will come into an organization. Or it will come into some... And then he will be able to use the knowledge he has gotten to solve those problems. Those hard problems is wisdom. Being able to apply those things. Remember, apply those things to the issues of life is wisdom. So back to where we were reading. Back to where we're looking at. I believe that was, where was that? Colossians chapter, chapter 3, verse 16. Now it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. It says, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. So I said the word of Christ dwelling richly in you is not enough. You must be able to apply the word of Christ in all wisdom. You understand? It's not just being able to just, receive the word of... No. Apply those words in all wisdom. Use it. Now, back to where we're looking at in the book of Psalms. Psalms chapter 1. Psalms chapter 1. So it says, blessed, okay, but his delight, verse 2 says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. So in the Old Testament, they meditated, or God's word came to them to meditate on the law of Moses. So he's saying that blessed is this man that meditates them. But now we've come to see that the word of Christ should dwell in us richly, not poorly, in all wisdom. Verse 3 now says, this kind of man, how shall he be? He says, he shall be like a tree. Did you see it? Planted by the rivers. Look at that word again. Where we're looking at from Ezekiel, right? Rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruits in his season. Wow. So if the word of Christ dwell in you richly, he's talking about this kind of man. Look at it. It says, this kind of man shall bring forth his fruit in his season. It says, his leaf also shall not what? Wither. What did he talk about leaf? For healing. Right? In the book of Ezekiel, he talk about his leaf for healing and the fruit for food. Huh? Yes, for medicine is healing. For medicine is healing. And the fruit for food. So, he says this kind of... So many people, they struggle with divine health. And you know that this is the secret. Being full of the word of Christ. Being full of the word of Christ. The word of Christ. Sorry, I said the love of Christ. The word of Christ. The word of Christ. And you're doing his will. Remember, the doers of the word are those that are blessed. The doers, not the hearers. The doers. The doers. The doers. I always mention this. The doers. The doers, of the word. Say, I'm a doer of the word. Yes. He says, his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I've meditated solely on this. Whatsoever he doeth. Whatsoever he doeth. It doesn't matter where this man goes to. Whatsoever he gives himself unto shall prosper. That word prosper there means success, being successful. So this man is not, or this person is not tied to a particular thing, thinking, oh, because I'm in the US. Oh, because I'm in the UK, that's why I'm successful. Oh, it's because I'm doing this job, that's why I'm successful. Oh, it's because I'm doing this business, that's why I'm successful. No! Whatsoever. What does whatsoever mean? Whatsoever is whatsoever. Whatsoever he doeth, once he gives himself to carpentry, he prospers. Once he gives him, whatever he gives himself unto, he prospers. But remember where it's coming from. Those that give themselves to God's word. Those who give themselves to the word of Christ. The word of Christ dwell in them richly in all wisdom. And remember where we talked about how do you allow the word of Christ dwell in you richly? Talk about what? Singing in tongues. Speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns. Don't just wake up and you're thinking about, like I said, don't wake up and you're thinking about job. Don't wake up and you're thinking about money. Don't wake up and you're thinking about what to eat, what to drink, what to wear. Don't do that. The heathen, they do that. That's what they do. Those that are ungodly, that's what they do. You are different. Amen. You are different. Say, I'm different. Yes. So give yourself to God's word. And you are full of God's word. Amen. Can you just be on your feet? As we give praise to the Lord, thanking him for the word you have received. Even this week, as you go through this week, you know that you are a doer of God's word. You are giving yourself to God's word. Malaba shakalabade rokobolobo sikalabaya libara shandarabaye. Yes, yes, yes. I'm a doer of God's word. I'm a doer of God's word. I'm not of my own. I'm not of my own self. I'm not of my own self. I've been bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. I've been bought. Yes, the word of God has told you this is where you are. You are seated in Christ Jesus at the right hand of God. Oh man tale kuborusu polubo shikili budu beri libara labadi. Yes, you know that your the resources that has been given unto you, they are not your own. Yes, they are not yours. They are not yours. They are not yours to keep. They are not yours to hoard. Yes, they are for the Lord's. They are for the Lord himself, and he's telling you what to do. He's your shepherd. So the Lord God is my shepherd. Jesus Christ is my shepherd. He leads me in the way I should go. Yes, he leads me in the way I should go. Let me tell you, the Lord Jesus is not a cheap God. He gives you and he lavishes you with his love. He loves you dearly. Amen. He loves you dearly. Say, the Lord Jesus loves me dearly. Yes, he loves you dearly. So you remind yourself every day, I'm loved of God. I'm the beloved of God. You remind yourself every day, the Holy Spirit who dwells in you, the living water, greater is he who is in me than the demons in the world. Hallelujah. Sickness has no rule over me. Death has nothing over me, has no rule over me. I'm born of God. I'm born of God. Hallelujah. Say, I'm born of God. I'm born of God. I'm alive to God. Sin has no control over me. Sin has no control over me. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Greater is he. Greater is the Holy Spirit in me than the demons in the world, than diseases in the world, than the devils in the world, than the systems of this world. Hallelujah.
Trust that you have been blessed. We love you to share your testimonies with us through our social media pages. You can also email us at justifiedhouseministries@gmail.com. We're invited to fellowship with us Wednesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays 9 a.m. at Justified House Auditorium, Hamination, beside all your teaching hospital, Shagam, Ogun State, for a refreshing time with the Lord Jesus near your family.